Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live with Larry McCarron! This week's Packers special guest, TJ Lang! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, or almost live, as the case may be. Have you heard? The Packers are 1-0. Yeah, they are. And in honor of the occasion, I have composed an ode. Thank you. It's entitled Ode to a 1-0 Start by Larry McCarron. The sun was beating down, Africa hot, if you please. The Jags and their fans planning a lunch of grilled cheese. That may be the highlight, so enjoy it. Taking no chances, they chose to wear white. Put the Packers in green. That'll melt their might. But the team from the north would not wilt at all. And in the final seconds, it was the Jaguars hitting the wall. The hard-fought Packers' victory, not always a work of art. But so what, and who cares? We're off to a 1-0 start. Thank you. Thank you. Some would say mid-season form. I don't know. Anyway, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? The Packers still have a Pro Bowl caliber guard, and he is tonight's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a Packers Live welcome to TJ Lang. TJ had his own water. We were going crazy. We were delayed looking for water. TJ, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little worn out after yesterday.
How was it for the big guys like yourself?
Yeah, I've never played in heat like that before. A couple years ago, we played Miami. I think it was around 90. Yesterday, at one point, I think they said the heat index on the field level was up around 115. So we felt every bit of it. It was a struggle, but came out with a win. So happy about that.
And you guys, yes. And TJ, you guys came out strong. 5.5 minutes into the game, you guys have already registered your first takeaway of the season and your first touchdown. Were you thinking, hey, this is fun stuff?
Yeah, we were thinking... Hey, no better way to start the season. Defense did a great job getting us the ball, and obviously we punched it in for a touchdown. There's no better feeling, especially being on the road, than to go out and strike first.
TJ, later on in the first half, Jordy Nelson, after a long time away, catches his first touchdown pass of the brand new season. Is that the kind of thing that just does a team soul good, have Jordy back?
Yeah, it does. We knew he was going to be back, but it really became real yesterday when he was out there running around and making plays. And just awesome. I almost got goosebumps when I saw him catch the touchdown pass, because that's something we really missed last year.
That touchdown play was a great example of something that was the case the entire game, and that was excellent pass protection. You guys took care of business.
Yeah, we felt like we definitely got off to a good start. We knew it was going to be a big challenge for us. I think we stepped up to it, and with our tempo, we were able to wear those guys down a little bit, which made our jobs a little bit easier. But everybody across the board did a pretty nice job.
Sometimes you sit there and watch it, and you just shake your head with the offensive weapons. And case in point is Aaron Rodgers' throw to Davante Adams for a touchdown. Aaron's got a guy hanging on his back. And Davante Adams, I mean, he's getting interfered with big time, mm-hmm. and he still makes the catch. I mean, those kind of plays, I mean, they got to build momentum, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we hope to be a big part of our offense this year is making big plays. It does a body good when you get those big plays.
I guess. TJ, as far as the running game goes, I looked at it like this. A lot of the game was body punches. Mm-hmm. You know, Eddie Lacy plowing in there for three or four. But those kind of body punches wear an opponent down, and all of a sudden he's cracking a big one for like 28 yards.
We were waiting the whole game to bust out a big one. We felt like we were close the whole game. Then he ends up coming up with a huge run there, almost 30 yards, which was obviously a big play for us in that game, get us into scoring territory. So we need to be a team that needs to be able to run the ball effectively game after game. And not a bad start yesterday, but definitely a lot of things we can continue to improve on.
Well, one of those things, and I'm sure Coach McCarthy looks at it this way, is red zone, because you're 0 for 2 in the second half for a variety of reasons. But at one point, you guys are knocking on the door, and after the game, guys said, some of us thought it was a pass.
Yeah.
Some of us thought it was a run. TJ, tell us what the backstory is.
Yeah.
What was going on there?
You know, honestly, Aaron called about two or three different plays in the huddle, and we had to rush up. He does that a lot. I mean, and then we get to the line, and he kind of picks one. And we got to the line, and all of us, I think it was like the 16th, 17th play of that drive, we were a little bit fatigued. And, you know, us up front, we thought he was going to pass the ball, which is what he does most of the time. We're in the red zone anyways. So we pass blocked. He handed the ball off to James. It was just communication error on all levels there. Not one person to blame, but that's something that, you know, stood out today as well is – the communication needs to get better going forward. But obviously that was a play where if we had run the play that Aaron was thinking we were going to run, it might have been a touchdown. Yeah, it might have been a touchdown.
They're going to be scratching their heads.
It's something that, you know, especially this week going into Minnesota, we know it's going to be a big challenge. It's going to be loud. Our communication is going to have to, take it to another level.
Of course, all's well that ends well. And how about your defense? Fourth and just one now.
Yeah.
23 seconds left, and they came up huge to seal the deal, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, they sure did. You know, I think all of us, our offensive guys, were pretty stressed out on the sideline there. We were pretty embarrassed that we couldn't go out and run some more time off the clock, not put our defense in a bad situation like we did. But they did their job. I mean, they stopped them. They needed a touchdown, and they stopped them on a big fourth and one. It was first fourth down, we stopped him on the whole game. So, but hey, that one counted the most. And I mean, they really did an awesome job yesterday.
Of course, folks, last week the Packers parted company with Josh Sitton, one of TJ's good buddies. But tonight, I thought it'd be good and kind of appropriate if we go back and look at a story I did about the Packers guard situation this past offseason. Yours truly spends a lot of time watching tape during the offseason. The Packers have one Pro Bowl guard in Josh Sitton, and that's a fact. With TJ Lang, they ought to have two, and that is a fact. The tape doesn't lie. In the run game, Lang is a finisher. It's amazing how often his opponent winds up on the ground, finished, and out of the play. Pass protection, Lang is strong with his hands and fast with his feet. He doesn't grab and hold. He doesn't have to, because he can punch and he can shadow. And woe be to the opposition if TJ is uncovered without a man to block, because he'll find one. Ouch. TJ Lang, strong enough to whip you at the line of scrimmage, athletic enough to whip you downfield. The Packers have not one, but two Pro Bowl guards. Welcome back. And TJ, I'm not just saying that. I mean, I'm partial. But you look at an outfit like Pro Football Focus, mm-hmm. they have no partiality. They have no allegiance to anybody. And when they rated the guards from last season, here was the rating. And T.J. Lang, number four in the National Football League, with a Pro Bowl caliber grade. I think it's important to get that stuff out there, yeah. T.J.
Well, I appreciate it. I've thanked you many times for the publicity you give me. And, you're one of the few, but us offensive linemen, we usually don't get a whole lot of positive stories written about us. I think being named to a Pro Bowl is definitely a goal of mine. I think it's a goal of every player's, but I felt last year I had a solid year. I don't know if I was better than the rest of the guards that went to the Pro Bowl. I don't watch that much film, so I can't tell you.
Six guys go, I believe.
Yeah, but what's important to me is, obviously what my teammates think of me, my coaches tell me. Guys like you who really know football, probably better than anybody else in the locker room that's holding the microphone, what you guys think. So, last year was a good year for me, and hoping just to keep building on that.
You're off to a good start in this one. Coming up, the season opening edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Owen. Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest contestant's name is Owen. Owen, how you doing?
Good.
You ever play some football?
Yeah.
Want to play some more tonight?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Owen, if you can learn the football skill and execute that skill that Coach TJ is about to teach to you, then you will earn his autograph. How is that?
Cool.
I thought so. How's the helmet fit?
Not that bad.
Good. Big investment there. Anyway, TJ, what are we going to learn?
We got a nice little pad over here.
Absolutely.
I think the only thing I really
know
how to do is
talk about props.
Is punch things. So
we're going to punch.
We're going to teach you just the basic fundamental of run blocking, and I'll demonstrate it, and I'll give you a few tips, and then let's see if you can pick it up.
Okay.
So we want to get in our stance. I'm not going to hit you too hard, Larry. Don't worry. All right, want to get a nice stance.
Say your prayers, Larry.
I'll do it slow for you. When we step, we want to bring our elbows back. We want to hit the pad, and we want to keep our feet wide while we're driving the pad. That way we can get some good power in our hips and get some good movement on the defender. Think you can do it? All right, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
I'll give you a ready, set. Huh, okay. Ready, set, hut. Yeah. There you go. Drive him. There you go. Nice job.
Hey, TJ,
did you
notice a good wide base?
I did. It's impressive. Young kids like that, they usually just want to score touchdowns. They don't want to block people. So
hey.
I give you props on that, Owen.
Knox.
Way to go, bud.
All right, and I'll tell you what, while Owen is getting TJ's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time to go in the huddle. Don't miss it. All right. Welcome back. TJ, what time is it?
It's time to go in the huddle.
The exciting and unrehearsed segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. TJ, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
okay.
take a look.
This is obviously a good play. Let's start it off. It's a big Eddie Lacy run. Let's roll the tape and snap the ball. Okay, stop it right there.
Yeah.
What kind of play is this? What do you want to get done?
Well, hey, it's a basic
basic
inside zone play here. So we got my guy's a three technique, which is outside shoulder. I know the play is probably going to hit inside of me. Just a typical lead play. We got a fullback coming up here for number 50, a double team going here. This guy did us a favor by taking himself out of the play on the backside. My guy did myself a favor. I mean, if you rewind it, you could see him almost jet to the sideline, which really made my block easy. And those are the type of plays we talk about all the time. I mean, if they're going to give us green grass to to run on. We got to make them pay. And just a solid double team. Lane Taylor just throws the, you know, $90 million guy that Jacksonville just signed in the offseason. Eddie does a great job. Look at this guy. Pause it right there. This guy's supposed to be an all-pro player. You think he wants any part of Eddie Lacy rolling down in the middle? Take a look at that. No, he doesn't. So,
what obvious, do they call that? Looking for a praise to fall?
I don't know what he was doing, but he did not want to get hit by Eddie, I'll tell you that much. And then Eddie takes it. Eddie does what he does. He gets us 20, 30 yards and eventually gets tackled. But obviously the best run we had of the game, something that we can definitely build off of.
Okay, let's go to the passing game. Yes. We're going to move now to the passing game, TJ, and it's a screen. And could you talk us through this one now?
I was a little bit late here. I mean, this is supposed to be my guy 37 right here that I'm supposed to get out and block. Timing was a little bit off. He gets out ahead of me. I'm turning back, and I'm kind of saying some swear words to myself in my head. So I'm running towards the play. I slow down.
Eddie picks him
up. Look at Eddie.
No problem.
I mean, Eddie's just unbelievable. At that point, I realized I better go make up for it.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm hoping Jordy's getting out of the way because I'm going down and I'm going to try to take that guy's leg. And
Let's roll that back. Let's look at that some more.
Great patience by Eddie. Good job of Jordy avoiding contact.
And you know, TJ, you got a great knack. A lot of guys don't have it. You cut through people and not to them. Guys who cut to end up rolling around on the ground while the guy makes the play. When you cut through him, he ends up on the ground. TJ, I know he seems like a very nice young man. But he is a nasty guy when he plays football. I want you to watch him here, okay? Now, okay, it's a pass play, and his guy goes to another guy. So he's a search and destroy guy. Whoop! Okay, let it go further. Look at this. Like, you know, and he does it. Let's run it back. Run it back. Watch one more time. TJ does this consistently. He does it darn near every game. Watch this guy. He thinks he's got a pass rush going on. Treader. No, no, you don't. TJ, that's great stuff.
I appreciate it. You know, JC, my centers, they give me a lot of help almost every play. And when I can return the favor, I try to make sure I do it with some authority.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for TJ from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. And TJ Lang is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Julie Franke.
And Julie Franke, what is your question?
So besides football, what do you like to do for your free time?
We have a house on the lake back in Michigan, and my family and I, we spend a lot of time out on the boat and drinking some beer and hanging out and having a good time. So it's one of my best hobbies that I have.
All right, next up we have...
This is Steve.
And Steve, what's your question?
I want to know, when Aaron Rodgers is scrambling back there for a long time, how do you guys know where he is and who to block?
That's a good question. I mean, it feels like forever sometimes. But the biggest thing I learned is basically just watching the defensive lineman's eyes. You know, there was a play yesterday where Aaron scrambled for the first touchdown, and I could see my guy's eyes shift to the sideline, knew that the quarterback was probably over there, so you got to adjust, try to get in front of him, and do the best you can.
Thank you, TJ. Next up we have?
I'm Debbie. Hi, TJ. Hi. I know a lot of athletes have superstitions. Do you have any pregame or postgame rituals that you do?
Nothing crazy. Usually, the biggest thing, I make sure I start warming up, stretching out, but right about an hour before we go off for kickoff, so... That's about it. Nothing too wild.
All right. Thank you, TJ. I'm sorry. That's all we have time for. But, Franke, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite questioner was Debbie, and she gets this official Green Bay Packer boxer short, which I tried on and doesn't fit, so hopefully it fits her.
Like they say, gently used. Okay, coming up, some final thoughts. That may be the last one right there. Stay with us. Welcome back, and our final thought is beat the Vikings.
Right.
We at TJ, thanks for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.